Larry Doby used to sit on a low stool in the Cleveland Indians locker room in the late 1950s and sign baseballs for children in local schools. That was when a ballplayer's autograph was a neat gift, not an investment. My father, who was the team's field announcer, would make him laugh by saying, "Look over there, Scotty, that's Larry Doby, a walking piece of history." Mr. Doby would usually smile and call out something like, "Not walking too well today." He was in the last years of his career. Years later, when he briefly managed the Chicago White Sox, I told Larry Doby that I came to wonder why my father had never quite told me why he was a piece of history. Mr. Doby said, "How do you tell a kid that a game he loved used to treat people the way it did?" Larry Doby died this week at the age of 78. He broke the color barrier in the American League in 1947, 3 months after Jackie Robinson became the first African-American in modern Major League Baseball for the National League Brooklyn Dodgers. "I ought to meet Buzz Aldrin," Mr. Doby used to joke, about the second man to walk on the moon. "We have a lot in common." Mr. Doby used to say that he got all of the grief and little of the glory. Like Jackie Robinson, Larry Doby had to play under the pressure of catcalls, death threats, and beanballs. But while Jackie Robinson became a national hero, filling stadiums with the fame of his name and the power of his story, the national press paid far less attention to Larry Doby. I guess, he once said, they didn't want to repeat the same old story. A month after Mr. Doby began to play for Cleveland, Henry Thompson and Willard Brown signed with the St. Louis Browns. Brooklyn brought up Dan Bankhead. But their stories also faded into the news columns alongside the front page drama of Jackie Robinson. Larry Doby was a 7-time All-Star and twice led the American League in home runs. But while Jackie Robinson was elected to the Hall of Fame in the first year he was eligible, Larry Doby had to wait more than 30 years after retirement to be so honored. He was hurt by the long wait. He could sound bitter when he managed the White Sox, railing at young players. "Do you think you were born in a 5-star hotel? Do you know what some of us went through before you were born?" But there were other times when Larry Doby would say that he knew that he'd gotten far more acclaim for helping to integrate a game than millions of other African Americans ever received for being the first black person on a local police force, a local bank, or a regional sales manager for a shoe company. "I'm sure," he said, "that they have their stories, too. I guess I was lucky that baseball was willing to take a chance on the country."